When I got to the Golden City, most of the gold was gone. By that time I had some questions, so I flagged down a race car bum. He said, "Sonny, I don't know where it's going, but I can show you where it all comes from." And he mopped his red forehead and he pointed straight into the setting sun. And people, let me tell you that what I then did saw, it sent such a shock to my system that I almost fell down dead on the floor. 'Cause the sun had a big chunk missing, about 24 carats wide. And I stared into that hole in the golden sun, and you wanna know what I saw inside? I saw a giant toothpick factory, and it made my very soul feel sick. So when I say I saw a toothpick factory, I mean I saw a factory made out of toothpicks. And that factory was a hopping and a jumping, and a roaring and letting off steam. And you know that that ain't all now. Let me tell you what else I've seen. Behind the factory was a giant mutant monster with 67 separate tails. And each one was wiggling and waving, and each one as long as 23 whales. And at the tip of each towering tendril were a dozen tiny pencils of lead. And each word they wrote was in a different language, and when you put them all together they said, have arms to wrestle, and you who have wars to fight, and you who have chips on your shoulders must now line up and stand to my right. But you who are meek and lawful, and you who are soft and kind, if you don't want to see something awful, run and get yourself a rock to hide behind. 'Cause these colors are just a signal, colors are just about to fade. And when I read those words I shivered, and I saw exactly what the factory made. Out of a little doorway at the end of a conveyor ramp, in the center of a ring of fire half the size of a postage stamp, were a million household items packed into a metal Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox. And they were all shut and sealed and fastened with a gold combination lock. And just about every minute, another one came right out of the hole and crashed to the earth beneath it and landed in a lump of coal. And every poor coal miner who happened on a golden stone was made both richer and wiser, and had to murder someone to get it home. And then I had to close my eyelids, and I had to turn my face away. The race car man was crying, and I heard him angrily say, "I suppose you want a glass of water, I suppose you want to eat something warm." And I said, "Yes, but not with you, sir." And I ran off to be alone. I sat under a bridge and I wondered what exactly all of these things were. And I found I could not even remember what I thought they were before. I just want something even, something that won't cause no fuss. The sun can go about its business and leave the rest to us.